Blog Talk Radio.
Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. Woo! But there's nothing worse than overhype.
Here it is.
So we'll skip the speeches and the influencers.
Hello?
Cut the fanfare.
Man.
And the pyro.
Man.
So don't hold on to your seats. We're just here to tell you. The Quesalupa's cheese-stuffed shell is back. And we think you'll like it.
Should I say this the right way or should I say it the wrong way? There's only one way to say it. Hello! So, yo, turn that down, man. I can hear the echo from here, man. What's wrong with you? Anyway, hello, people. Welcome. Yeah, we about to get ignorant tonight. I got to say something before we start this daggone radio show because this is population and popularity at the same daggone time. You ever get population and popularity? Long as it ain't pollution, you feel good about yourself, right? Well, guess what? We are on air now, logging in from Lagos. Wherever the hell that's at, I forgot. But I'm in Philly. And I would like for y'all to dial this number, 516-453-9133. But you got to press 1 just to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. He said he don't know where it's at. It's in Nigeria, y'all. So we're not going to do that to the whole country of Nigeria.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Will. Do your show, Will. Do your show, man.
Thank you so much. Yo, that was brother DJ Olasky. He played. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell y'all. DJ Olasky will be playing music tonight. Now, he chose to put down Earth, Wind, and Fire. And shout out to DMX. You know, everybody know how DMX, you know, love for his family and everybody out there love him. You know what I'm feeling about talking about? But back to what I'm saying. This show is going to be very inappropriate. It's not for anybody who can't understand English. I'm just sorry. I only know I speak English. I didn't learn Spanish. I learned Spanish. It was like, ¿Cómo está usted? Now, the other Spanish I heard when I was in military school was like, you know, when you talk to certain people, you're like, yo, what's up, man? Call. And some other words you might say, ¿Cómo? No, I never mind. That's a bad word. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. Y'all about to get illustrated with languages. And I'm going to bring in some people that you never heard of before. And I'm going to have some people that, you know, I'm going to bring in that's part of me. I got to turn y'all out with, you know, G, you know what I mean, old head Charlie, and hopefully Rumpel still sending some other people too. I'm have fun because not only is this show, you know, going to be popular in your lifestyle and your way of living, we're going to get some knowledge too. I got my boy in the building, Nate Miller, the former cruiserweight, the former WBA cruiserweight heavyweight champion in the world. I got my boy, Skeet Dominic Mathis. He's ready to get in first, and then, you know, good old Nate going to drop in second. I don't know what happened to Big Man the Black Man, but we're going to figure that one out later. And all y'all people that want to speak about this topic, that I'm about to give it to you. Now, the last show y'all heard wasn't the way I wanted it to go. It was like, what? Are you kidding me? I understand. I heard it from a lot of people. Tonight's show, flawless, and I'm going to make it that way. Feel what I'm talking about? So the topic is dumb stuff only in America. Part 2, life experiences. Let me say it again. Dumb stuff only in America, life experiences, part 2. You only can talk about the dumb stuff that you've been through, that you've seen in your life. I would like to hear that. I don't want to hear no makeup, you know, stuff that y'all come up with. But at the same time, if you want to drop some knowledge on us, like it's fluid, so we can wash our hands without the syrup, I would love to get that, man, because I don't want no sticky, icky, icky. Y'all get that every day, and now it's hemp weed. Y'all be smoking the hemp, and then, you know, that's dumb stuff in America. They're going to make all y'all black people out there that like to smoke weed so much, they're going to give y'all intoxicated weed. What does that mean? That means that we're going to mess up your kids, but they're going to come out backwards. They're going to say, hey, I've been doing. You be like, what the hell? Is that my child? That's your child now. You what? What? Anyway, this is True Therapy by your true friend, Will or Die. And I got some stuff that I want to give y'all tonight because I just came from that bull, good old Ray Anthony. Y'all know about him. Y'all going to learn about him because he got something coming to the Met Theater, boy. I'm trying to tell you, Tommy Davidson. Like, listen, man, I'm going to give y'all a lot of information. But please, dial that number 516-453-4133. 833. Now, what I want to do before I get this show started so y'all can catch, you know, rhythm from the brand new, I want Brother O to drop this song by Fence Work, by Mandrill. I want to play
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. No, we ain't doing that. We're going to do your show, bro. We already got a soundtrack. We good, man. And it's 516-453-9133 to call in. Come on, man. Keep the show. We got people calling, man. Just got to keep the show going, man. We good. All right, man. Thanks.
Oh, I'm so sorry, people. I did not know that was going to be said. See, this is why I got to understand enough so y'all understand what's going on. Brother O plays the music, right? He said I could do my show any way I want to do my show. You understand? He just, you know, he told me that. He played the music. I can't play no music. But he did the show the way he wanted to do the show. Now, what I wanted to do, since the last show, we was freestyling doing instrumental and I got muted, you know, I wanted to do something tonight where I can understand that the bull crap y'all heard last time, y'all get an illustration of what this time is, but so I can't do it, now y'all understand I do it somewhere else. But back to the show and vibe, here's the dumb stuff that's going on in America. God darn it, now I'm black. Car started. Imagine this, people. Imagine you meet somebody, right? I know y'all got this thing called the mask. I know y'all so happy about the daggone mask because I met people outside. Remember, you ever meet somebody have halitosis? Are you so happy that the mask came out? I'm just saying. People's breath, right, make you turn your face sideways to the left or maybe to the right. But the thing is, the people with halitosis is so happy right now because they could double up. Since the government told you to, they said, listen, you can wear two masks. Why not? You know what I'm saying? But imagine, right, if you have a situation where people got, you know, a tooth that came out. So if you men cracking on a woman and her boyfriend beat her up because of the fact that he's stupid, you know, some men are stupid like that. They want to hit on women. But, you know, they messed up their teeth and they missing their teeth. They got a mask on. You don't know. You talk to them like, hey, how you doing? She's like, how are they doing? You're like, oh, my gosh, she's so fine, looks so good, you know what I mean? To take the mask off. That's why Future came up with a song called Mask Off. So I'm going to shut up real quick because I just had to make y'all laugh because I just laughed just now. I need y'all to dial that number, 516-453-9133. But I know we got to call in the building. I got to get the former Cruiserweight champion of the world, Nate Miller, in the building. But first, Skeet, Dominique Mathis. Is you in the building, Skeet? Where you at? Welcome to Tucson, my new friend, woman, God. I'm about to turn the hell up tonight. I just got pumped. Hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow constituents. I hope everybody is having a happy Friday evening.
Oh, it's me. Now tell me something, man. Because now I'm ignorant.
What up, baby?
I just became so ignorant. I just became ignorant because I got pumped to be ignorant. So now I got to be ignorant. Tell me something.
Yeah,
how'd
you get
pumped? You didn't hear the conversation just was said? Shut the hell up. That's what I'm saying. Yo, what's the dumb stuff? Because that's the dumb stuff in America. But what's the dumb stuff that you seen or heard only in America? Life style, life experiences. And then tell everybody who the hell you is and where you came from, what you're doing, and how you going to be. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, you seem, I came on the ballot, you know what I mean? The official ballot, I had to get voted in my position. And that happened. And since that happened, there's been some posters and cards floating around with my name on it and everything. And I've just been trying to make moves.
Wait a minute. What position is that? These people don't even know who the hell you is. They're trying to figure you out. You got to break it down, Captain America.
This is the 50th Ward, the 22nd District, up in the East Mount area towards Chestnut Hill. I'm bordered by Chestnut Hill, East Germantown, Cheltenham. I'm in the 19119 area code, and that's where I conduct my business. I'm under Cindy Bass, which is a wonderful, wonderful lady who cares about this city drastically. and also a man that needs no introduction, Dwight Evans, a man who has devoted his life to this city and trying to put everything together for this city, you know what I mean, to make it a better place to live. You know what I'm saying? You know? And another thing I would like to do is, with people, could you please try to do this? I have programs that on radio shows coming up, right, that will be discussed, and I discussed them with you in private, where we're trying to develop things for the kids, the playgrounds, you know what I'm saying? Things for the elderly people, the people that can't get out and shovel their snow in the wintertime. We want to have our youth and our community shovel the snow for them, you know what I mean? And, of course, you're going to need a couple bucks with that. And then also we're going to need other problems, like in the summertime, right? They're going to need leaves swept, grass cut, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff by nature. And we've already been approved by the city with city funds to do this. And we just want to get the younger generation involved. You know what I'm saying? That will be giving them something to do besides purchase guns in the street and have this city turned into the name of Philadelphia. And we also need the experienced old heads, the gang leaders, you know what I mean? The people that came up that had it kind of rough, to show them that it's not all a silver lining out there. They show you the part about getting shot or, you know, shooting somebody, but they don't show you the part about having the colostomy bag, you know what I'm saying, or the, you know, not going to the bathroom for 6 months and things like that. You know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to do, man, make it a better place, brother.
Dang, on, man. Now, I see you got a little background. You in a place where people are talking to me. I think we can hear it in the background. I think they want, you know,
background. Oh, yeah.
Walk upstairs and walk to the bathroom or walk outside, do something so we don't catch the feedback, because people might say something like, yo, hold up, you got some spinach? You might have some grape poupon? You know, somebody might say something real stupid, and next thing you know, you're like, yo, please don't talk like that. You like, you know, a girl might walk up to you and say, yo, let me, never mind. Anyway, yeah. How can they follow you, man?
Okay, you can follow me at www.dmathis, that's D-M-A-T-H-I-S, 0725 at gmail.com. That's www.dmathis. 0725@gmail.com. Please send all contributions to help these people that are under the poverty line. You know what I'm saying? We're going to help them get food. We've been feeding them, you know, ever since the COVID's been there. Cindy's done an outstanding job with this. You know what I mean? You can look this up anywhere you want to look, and you know, her man, he's just a phenomenal man, too. He cares. He's with the people. And everything's going great, man, with them. Everything's going great, you know?
So well, look, man, we about to bring in your boy, the former WBEA. WBA, I said WBE. Yo, I'm so dumb tonight, I can't even become stupid. That's so crazy. You ever get, see, that's that dumb stuff in America. You get so dumb, you don't know how to become stupid. That's the people who take the damn shot. They be like, I'm so dumb, I don't know how to become stupid. Well, big dummy, you shouldn't have ever took the shot. No, I'm sorry. For the people that took the shot, I did not mean to be ignorant, but don't tell me you ain't dumb. If people took a shot, they ain't even testing on a damn animal. They're testing it on you. But I'm sorry. Anything else you want to say? You got any dumb stuff? Because I'm about to bring up my bowl. Any dumb stuff else you want to say that happened in America that you might
have? I had wanted to ask Nate Miller, would he be willing
to have a like a fundraiser with a like just a preliminary bout between me and him, a four round bout between me and him, right? Maybe at the Hollow Playground or someplace big enough to hold, you know, a crowd, and people would pay, and all money would go to charity, right? But the only thing would be me. I would be absent. Nate Miller would be there, but I wouldn't be there. I'll put like one of those cardboard statues of me in there, because I know what Nate can do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's some great bump stuff in America.
Matter of fact, you know what? Let's do something new. Let's bring Nate in at the same time.
All right.
But you got to mute your phone because your background noise is becoming a little bit obsolete. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Nate, welcome to
Newtown.
I'm having a birthday bash at the same time because my birthday was March 22nd. And all the people that's listening all over the world, dial that number 516-453-9133. And you got to press 1 if you like to speak. If you would not like to speak, shut the hell up. I'm going to be so ignorant tonight, I'm going to hurt everybody's feelings. I don't give a darn. It's my birthday. You know what I'm talking about? I can do anything I want. So this is another thing I want to say.
I'm stay on about 10 minutes.
Wait a minute. Check this out, Nate. You know why I said it's called the dumb stuff in America, man? Sometimes while you think, you lose your chain of thought. Did you ever? I mean, that's some dumb stuff. You be thinking so. You be like, yo, man, let me think about it. And then you be like, damn, amen. What was I thinking about? That's that bull crap. But go ahead. Go ahead, brother. You hear what that boy Skeet just said to you? Oh, my God. Talk to me, man. Nate, that's you. See, that's messed up.
Man, this must be the last. Hey, DJ Chill, this must be the last of the background TV and radio noise tonight. God, come on, help us out, man. We can't have no background noise in the background, man. We got people listening all around the world. Can you help me? Can you help me tonight?
Yo, well, all right, that means people, like, whoever comes on the phone, tell the people that's around you to shut the hell up, please, so they don't go, because sometimes they can hear the people talking, and it misses the train of thought of what you're saying, because they want to hear what the hell the person in the background saying, especially if it's a woman. You know, every time I want to hear a woman. But go ahead, Nate. Skeet was saying something crazy, and she, you might have to drop the bomb. Right, you going to say.
How y'all doing? Good.
Don't stop only in America, man. Kill me.
Yeah, when you go get the test for the people that's going to get the test, they need to take their own swabs because my understanding, it could be stuff on there that give you cancer to the brain. So when they stick that swab up your nose, then you're really in for it. And all the vaccine is the tests. They're doing a test on everybody that take it. For the elderly, they may die in 6 months because it messes with your antibodies and do all kinds of trickery inside the body, the immune system. It could weaken the immune system. Or if you already have a weak immune system, once you take that jab, as they say, the elderly, the majority of the elderly will pass away. Anybody that's healthy, you better continue to take your vitamins and stay in the sunlight. I mean, it could affect you later if you give up on the vitamins and the sunlight, but their job is to depopulate the population, mind control. Biden said a long time ago that he didn't like black people. And I don't know how black people's not thinking in this day and age, running to get the shot. What is it stopping? How is it stopping death? How is it preventing death, as they say? And if you get sick, then it'll be hard to fight off that poison, and that's your demise right there. So, I mean, a good bit of colored folks and took the shot, not even finding out the ingredients in it, and all them so-called hierarchy people, or people that's in the limelight, like the presidents and the doctors. We don't know if they took a B12 shot. the presidents, ex-presidents, Barack and Clinton got on TV and said, oh, look at here, I'm taking it. So, good. But we still don't know if it wasn't a B-12 shot to fake out the people. And Fauci is a liar anyway. He worked for Biden, and they blocked out a lot of people. Top-notch doctors, they was blocked out when he took the shot on TV. So that's telling you something. And if you notice, the people that work for the doctor's office and all them folks is not sticking their own kind with that needle. They're all in cahoots. Guarantee a lot of police officers, firefighters, ambulance drivers, they didn't take no shot because they're all buddies. So the majority of the black people, I'm sure, is getting that shot. And everybody thinking that they're going to come out well and never catch some kind of flu or, as they say, and they always coming up with these variants, more variants every week, every day. And all these people died. They didn't die of a so-called virus because everybody get a virus. It's everyday stuff, diarrhea, cold, flu, cough, headache, the same stuff. Everything is COVID, everything. So, y'all better, well, too late for some of y'all to wake up, but the ones that's already awake, they better stay far away from that vaccine as possible, because it's in there, it's out, it's not doing no good. So, y'all better pass the word around, think with your brain, that's why you got a brain, and why are you going to rush out to your death? They don't care nothing about us, so... Malcolm X said it the best. We'll spend 5 hours to put something on our head, but we won't spend 5 hours to put it in our head. So y'all better wake up.
Yo, man, you ever see the toilet paper run out, and the toilet paper ran out, and everybody was like, damn, what can I do without the damn toilet paper? You know, that's the dumbest thing I've seen in America so far. People would say, oh, my God, I'm going to steal some toilet paper. And then they say, I'm going to do something better. You ain't going to get Lysol, and then you ain't going to get the daggone stuff. What's the stuff you put in your hands? What's that stuff called? Sanitizer. Now it's all in your face. And guess what? Ain't nobody buying it. They're like, I ain't going to stack up with no toilet paper. I ain't going to stack up with no sanitizer. I ain't going to stack up on whatever the hell I just said first. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, it's there now. But wait until the next, what is it, disease or whatever the hell the government's going to make up for you to take a damn new, the new pill or the new stuff they're going to put on the news, like, here, take this. And how they say the pill, this is dumb people that listen in America. They watch the commercials. They be like, yeah, take this pill and this and that, and it does this for you. And then they say this. And does this. And your heart will fall. And then maybe your lung might collapse. They said it so fast that if you have a, if you a DJ or MC, you hear what they saying intellectually, but if you can't understand the words that are coming out of their mouth, it went right over your head. And that's what's going on with this world. Everything is going right over their head. Everybody falling into the fear extravaganza and caught on stupid, like, hey, so what would you say to the people who already took the damn vaccine? Nate?
Is Nate, going to start a
what would you say to the people who already took the damn vaccine?
It takes 6 months to really start working. Some people already died. Some people already had strokes. A friend of mine, she told me about a week and a half ago, somebody was healthy. Wasn't nothing wrong with them. They had a stroke. So that's the early stages, but there's more to come. It may or may not affect everybody right away, but 6 months, that's around about the time limit before whatever's going to happen will kick in at that time.
Now, you did say something about Bill Gates. You said that Bill Gates, because somebody was telling me some stuff
My boy Big Bang Batman is talking about Bill Gates made this thing called the Lutheran. I mean, the Luciferian. So I forgot how he said it. But he organized this thing because he said it. It's too many people on this planet, and the best way to get people off is. Go ahead, man.
He was never for the people anyway. And I guarantee you, $1,000 to a dollar, he didn't take no vaccine. He's sitting back in a cut and put everybody else up to the dirty work, all the so-called doctors. And I guarantee you, all them doctors that's talking on TV saying, oh, we should social this, I guarantee you they did not take a shot. He's sitting back in the office or home talking about, oh, if you don't do this, da-da-da, I guarantee, promise you, they didn't take no shot. How we know? We wasn't there. All he can do is talk a good game because all the doctors are in cahoots anyway. So it's sucker written off over on our forehead for most of us. It's sucker. What can a vaccine do? What? I'm still trying to figure out what. Y'all run and get the shot for what? When everything start acting up in your body, you start scratching your head and say, oh, man, it must have come from that vaccine, that shot I took, the jab, as they say. Man, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go, but I hear some ignorant stuff. Like some people is telling me stuff that I've been listening to, and people, I don't know if y'all ready for the real world that's coming in called the New World Order. They're trying to plan it. They're trying to put it in your faces. If you watch the news, not only in Philadelphia news, but other news channels, you'll see things is working in, you know, together. It's like they're putting together a major team of influence. And if you can influence America and then people out of America, then amen. But sometimes things ain't going to work because God is going to provide. But I want to know, before you roll, I heard something dumb so far in America. People been saying some things like, yo, man, they blame my family from passing away from COVID-19, but yet they will not let them get an autopsy. They said, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. So I heard that the hospitals get paid and I heard the doctors get paid. But now I heard something so crazy that they're saying that DMX passed away from COVID-19. Now, what the freak, man? How much money are these people getting paid by saying you died from COVID-19 before you rock out? And make sure you tell them how to follow you too, Captain. We got to get this straight.
$13,000. Every time they say COVID, $39,000 when they put you on a ventilator. So
what?
That's a false flag. Everything is COVID. Everything. Everything. It don't matter. If your foot hurt, it's COVID. If your leg hurt, it's COVID.
What?
Yeah, a friend of mine said
your foot hurt.
Yeah, check this out. A friend of mine told me not too long ago, his boy had a motorcycle accident and he had gangrene or something. They had to cut his leg off from below the knee. I think he passed and they said it was COVID. A motorcycle accident become COVID since gangrene set in and cut his leg. He passed, but I'm just saying. But how you get COVID out of a motorcycle crash and gangrene? How did that happen? Somebody tell me. So everybody, look at the people are mesmerized, fooled. People are not, they haven't woke up yet. I don't understand it. You got a brain. You got to be able to think. Let's stay from the Wizard of Oz. Everybody running to the wizard and say, oh, give me a brain. Give me a heart. Like really? Wow. What? Like you said, how many deaths do it need to take before mankind wake up? How many? Wow. We've been bamboozled. We've been hoodwinked. And we're still going for the old okie doke. That's sad. Wow.
Look, man, how can they follow you, man? Because DJ Onassis got a track to play. He's doing Earth, Wind, and Fire tonight. And I'm trying to figure out which one you're going to play next. I had no clue. You know what I'm talking about? But how can they follow you before we go into this next track, Captain America? You know Captain America black, man. That's some tough stuff in America, too. Hey, man, wait a minute.
Well, I got an email, Facebook. I mean, if somebody want to text me, you can email me, NathanielMiller360@gmail.com. And on Facebook, I'm the first or the second person with my championship belt going across my chest, Nathaniel Miller. First or the second person. You got a belt championship. The only Nate Miller with a belt on Facebook. And if you need to know anything else, you can email me. And whatever you need to know, I'll give you the scoop on some more stuff.
Yo, thank you for your time, man. I'm talking about, man. Yo, man, tell the people you rocking with that Willem Dye alias, a.k.a. DJ Chill, said, what's up? I'm celebrating my birthday bash right here, right now. So we're going to fall out of line, because I know I'm not in line. Tonight, this shit then becomes Sprite. I ain't got no limit in line. Figure that one out. Hey, DJ Alaska, you're off that track.
Uh-oh, I think we might got station identification time. Is Willa God on the air? Is that him?
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people. I was doing something so dumb in America, it's called stupid. But at the same time, it's smart for me because I'm so smart. People can't see me if I was a tree. I have so many damn leaves. Problem is, what color is my daggone leaves? So now y'all going to have to figure this one out because I had to go on the other line just to call one of my homies to bring in the building because, you know, I'm trying to bring the superstars out. I called Kumo D. He ain't answer the phone. Call Cash. He ain't answer. Call Yvette Money. She said she's doing bingo. So shout out to all of them. But what I did get on the phone is the next champ, the former two-time WBA heavyweight champion of the world, Terrible Tim Witherspoon. Hey. What's up, man? You're on three-way, Queen. Live on Two Thorough. And my topic is dumb stuff only in America, right?
Oh,
and, yeah.
He
I know, I'm so sorry.
Me.
I know, man. I
No, I'm just saying, you saying the topic is that.
Yeah,
dumb
stuff.
I guess I can adjust.
Boy, I know you can die. I know you've seen some dumb stuff over here in America.
No, adjust. And figure out what's going on.
I'm saying, I know you've seen some dumb stuff only in the mirror.
It's nothing new. Everybody's saying it. You can get 9 out of 10 people off the street and they're saying the same thing nowadays because everybody is knowing what's going on by the internet, by the CNN, Fox News. Everybody knows exactly what's going on now. No, I'm just saying there's a lot more people and there's a lot more knowledge that people know now than we did before. They're letting it all out now. We know what's what. We just got to fight for something. That's all. Fight for, you know, what we've been fighting for.
Wait a minute. You sound like you're trying to do propaganda. Fight for you. No, that's not fight for you, right? Wait a minute. Who is that people? Oh, that's that Beastie Boys.
We got
to
take care of everybody.
Stuff in America, dog. I'm talking about fight for your right to party. And now, y'all don't even see. That's the other dumb stuff, man. You
what?
Know people are not allowed to go outside and party. They're like, I'm stuck in the house.
They're not allowed to what?
They're not allowed to come outside and party no more. They're stuck in the house.
Oh,
with
the virus.
Yeah. And people are mad. They're like, yo, man, I didn't know I was going to make her my girl and I was going to be stuck with her. So people like, yo, I ain't going to marry my wife. Usually my wife go outside and she go have fun and then she come back home. But now she all in my ear. You know, some people's like, I don't know what's going to happen to me. You know, there's some people like, you know, we're going to figure this out. We're going to do something different.
Yeah, that's more
you know
like
what I'm saying?
It. Yeah.
Some people say, well, we usually go on a trip. We usually go wherever we want to go. But now since we can't go nowhere, they're so dumb. They're like, well, where are we going to go? Well, let's think about it, dumb people. Why don't you just go outside and walk around the damn block? How about that? See that? People don't want to travel. They can travel outside, walk around the block, go to a damn new neighborhood, go to a damn freaking park that you never seen before in the suburbs, and have fun with their baby.
Yeah.
But they ain't want to do that. They want to rather, they like, no, that don't sound like fun. I'd rather go to Jamaica or something like that. That ain't fun.
Yeah.
But if you with your, come on, man. They already got the bridge locked down a long time ago in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They locked it down. And everybody was like, yo, I can't go in New Jersey. That's only right across the bridge. But tell me, man.
It's temptation.
Since they don't know who you is, man, I know you said something about what's happening to the brothers that's in the boxing. Because we got some more callers, too. But I just threw you in there for the loop. You know
that's
what I mean?
Cool.
I wanted to pollute these people because
cool.
They don't know who the hell I am. Some people are like, who's Willa God? Who's DJ Chill? He ain't nobody. He's a I'm like, yo, man, you punk Nick. I mean,
I had a little glass of wine, but I'm trying to stop. I had a little glass of wine. I'm just saying, man.
I just try not to come so hard on people because they don't judge. They judge this book by the cover, but they really don't know who the hell I am, and I don't want to show them yet. But when I do show them and they see who I really am, that's when the pollution is going to hit, and they're going to have to be like seaweed. I'm like, hold up now. I'm not a clean seaweed.
We got to direct people and help them We can't show them, to me, we can't show them, like negative stuff and all that because it's just too much. Everybody's stressed. So we got to be the bigger and better person. But I understand what you're saying, but this is what we have to do. I've been helping my kids and talking to people because this is bad times, right? And so instead of, I'm not saying you're wrong or whatever you want to do, but I think the positive thing is for us to try to, you know, like me and you, absorb some of the people that's really not having a good time. Because we out there, you got the radio show, I'm a former champ. It's up to people like us to like to try to sympathize with the people that's going through the virus thing and all that, you know. I've seen my mom, but I see her like every 2 weeks because I'm scared to go around it. If she get it, she gone. I got a daughter that had it, and I got a sister. If they get it, so I limit my time going around them. But the bottom line is that I think this is a good thing, not a good thing in terms of like the people dying and all that. We gotta fight back. We gotta fight back because it's wrong for one person to die from the virus. It's wrong now. It's 500 and people still they don't care. So the thing is that this is a good opportunity. I think it's a good opportunity to try, and they are to get a little further than what we was or get up there. You know, vice president. We got a vice president. She's a lady, and women are stepping to the plate and hitting home runs.
Mm.
A woman in my family, look, when I was fighting, and when I fought Larry Holmes, and when I fought, I was in Vegas fighting, I called my grandma. They called my grandma Grant Gang War Fanny. She came from down south. Her name was Fanny Loman, right? And she ain't nobody messing with her in the neighborhood, but she wasn't picking on nobody, but she wouldn't take no stuff. I called grandma. I didn't call my father. I didn't call the Witherspoon brothers. You know, there's a lot of them. I called a woman. And now this woman is taking care of everybody now. The pandemic, my sister called me, my daughter called me, my mom called me. The women are helping. You know, we got to give them credit. But cutting it short, we got to help. That's all. And you doing a good thing. You know, with somebody getting arrogant, try to steer them in the right direction. If not, help somebody else, right? What you think?
Yo, man, you talking real, man. When you said women, too, because women, they have this thing where they can adapt to pain. That's why they have babies. The other women they have every month until they get PMS is periods. They be having pain like, yo, give me some damn aspirin or something. But before you rock out, man, can you tell them your story? Because we got another caller. But can you tell the story about how these fighters out here are not be able to pay their own funeral me about? It's crazy.
No, real quick, you know, fighting, boxing is the only sport that doesn't have a union or support when you leave the game. So for years we've been trying to put together some type of group and go to Congress, or we just got to get the boxers together. We slowly doing it. There's little conflicts in between a lot of different groups on who gave them the money and all that. Oh, I gave them this, I give them that. We, the boxers, going to have to straighten that out. You want to help us, you got to help all of us. I don't care how many are donating people, how many groups or whatever is going to help out. Don't get mad at one another. Just put it together and give it to us boxers. And so that's what we're trying to do. In the future, there's a guy named Paul Johnson out of Minnesota. He's a former vet, and he's a boxer. And I met him, and I trust him because for years I've been talking to him. He won't take from nobody. He's a little short older guy with gray hair, and people will probably act like they can take advantage of him, but he's been in the service. And so that's why I like him, because I know he won't take no money, he won't steal, and he'll do the right things. So that's what I've been doing, staying close to the family, you know, trying to make sure my daughters and my son and my family is cool. Until this thing is over, then I think everybody should take advantage of any resources that we wasn't getting before. Now we're sitting back, the Congress and the government is letting us know what they're doing. They're snitching on each other. They talk, you know, so this is the right time, I think. If it don't work, we got to still try for our grandkids, our great-grands. At least we gave a try. You know, let's get the movement going, you know. And it's a shame what happened to Floyd George. We can't go in there. You have to have another show. That is just clear-cut. Kill the man.
Wow.
And they've been doing it. But I got a lot of white friends. I got a lot of all different nationalities. And I'm out of that racist stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you call me back anytime you want. You know how we roll.
I know, man.
It's only practice for me. It's only practice for me. So when I start speaking for the boxing groups and for people, I'm getting exercise now. I had a story about me and Sugar Ray, but I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to talk about it. And, you know, so that's about it. We're trying to help boxing out. We the only sport that don't have a union. And people don't know that. And they making millions. You know.
Yo, man, I thank you, man. How can they follow you, man, before we get this next caller? We just had your boy, former WBEA Cruiserweight Champion, Nate Miller, in the building.
Yeah, that's
my
man. Nate need to be – you listen, Nate is a soldier, too. He's a soldier in our Army. He's a good guy, and he was a good boxer. You know, and it's like people like us, if they try to play us against the money, the promoters or the managers – we got to, boxers got to stick together, but we got to let the promoters and the manager know we love them. Let's just get the right deal. Let's do the right deal. Don't take from me. We can make more money.
How can they follow you, man? Because, you know, this is like ingredients right now. People wasn't really ready for what I'm about to receive or get.
That's
because
I got
to
go.
You know.
We can do something. We can do something later. You know, we can do something later. I've been running around. Tomorrow I'm on a celebrity boxing thing. I'm fighting the Spanish champion. His name is, what's his name, Shania?
I can't clarify.
Oh, man. I was laying down fighting him.
Hazel.
He's a Spanish champion, and is on Damon Feldman Celebrity Boxing. If you look on the internet and stuff, you'll find it. Then you got what's the brother that was with the Kardashian? Lamar Odom, he's the main event. So in June, there's going to be a fight in Atlantic City at the I forgot what hotel this is, man. You know.
Wait a minute. You mean you just gave me some valuable information live on the radio show that we didn't even know the hell about?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's nothing.
It's on June. About. It's June the what, Shania?
That's my
secondary.
Dog.
June the 12th. That's my daughter, Shania, who lives with me now, but she's originally from England.
What's up, Shania?
She all in the back. She's doing something back. She said, I can hear that. Yeah, so listen, yeah, you do research is the website and it's on Facebook. Damon Feldman, it's on Instagram. So Odom is fighting somebody and I'm fighting the Spanish champion and then there's other fights on there and is that the Showboat? Is at the Showboat on the 26th of June.
Yo, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, yo,
what, the
26th
of what? June the 12th.
All right, listen. This is what you do for me, man. I'm going to get the callers in next because they want to talk.
Go ahead, just
do
me
a favor. No,
me.
Wait a minute. Fill my way. If you get some backstage tickets or any tickets, send them out there, what?
You just keep in touch with me and let me see what's here.
What? Am I? I want to see you knock somebody out again.
He's 40 years old. He's 40. I'm 63,
man,
but I don't look it.
Man, I that boy was 3.
He
knocked
him out.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Call at me, man. That's
okay,
me, time, boy.
Okay.
Chill.
Okay. Chill. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
You already know, boy.
Yo,
y'all don't even know. Welcome to 2000. This is your 2Fed, better known as Will of God. And oh my God, it's going to be delicious. Dial that number 516-453-9133. We got another call in the building. Welcome to 2000. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey. Hello. Will of God. This is
Hello.
Angela calling from Myrtle Beach.
Hello. Hi. Wait a minute, who this?
Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I want to congratulate Beverly Nation on the member host, Will of God, on your O&E syndicated station, all-time connection record with your 38th all time. Congratulations.
You mean I just broke another record? See, my last record that I had broke was 4,932,017 listeners. So now I just surpassed that?
Yes.
Well, damn. Happy birthday to me. Let me do it. Hold up. How you do the dance? You know, when you make your legs go, I can't. Never mind. Hey.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank y'all, people, for calling in and listening so we can break wind and let everybody smell it. You know what I'm saying? Don't put the leg up because it might get a little bit too funky in it. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Thank you,
that's
some
dumb stuff
thank
in the back. Listen, y'all, this is another host of Damon Network, Beverly Nation, O-N-E, but she also is called the commissioner. But all the dumb... The dumb stuff you've seen in America, tell me, what have you noticed? Dumb stuff only in America, life experiences that you might have seen. And then please tell them how they can follow you in your next show that you got going on.
Dumb stuff. People thinking that they don't have power. That's really dumb. But I am the host of Walk in Purpose with Angela. I was on Wednesday, so I'll be on again in 4 weeks from Wednesday.
Now, you said people don't believe they got power. That is so real. And I don't know why people are thinking like that, because they obviously think like that. It's like somebody... How about this? I'm going to give you a pure example. Say somebody you know, right, is talking to you or talking about you, right? And they tell everybody all this negative stuff about you, right? That's not the truth. But then they found out the truth. Now, do they go back and tell all those people they text or talk to and say, yo, I was wrong. I didn't mean to say what I said. I lied and I overlied, but here's the truth. So now you got to look at me like a nut since I made you look at them like a nut. Now, that power trip, I don't think people want to try to stop. They don't think nobody want to change that trip. Because they got this crab in the barrel mentality where they feel as though if I could control you, punk you, use you, or after I do all that, leave you the hell alone, they feel good about themselves. So when you say power, we got to figure out how people take power and abuse the power that they have. See, your power is your lips and maybe your tongue. Now, if somebody knock your lips off, you got your tongue until they take your tongue out. Now, you're just going to have to write. If they take your arm off, you want kick. You don't know. Some people can write with their kick. You know, they can use their toes to write. But the power is something special that you just said. So, yo, I thank you for your time, lady. What the freak? Got that accent, North Carolina style. That's what I'm talking about. Rockin' Willie. Keep it funky, baby. You know what I'm talking about? People, y'all don't know what's going on tonight. Y'all all shook, and I still ain't tell y'all the special ingredient I got in my pocket I got to give to y'all. But we got another call in the queue. Thank you, Angela. I'm sorry I missed y'all's show. But welcome to Two Thorough People. This is your true friend, Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chum, celebrating my birthday after the fact. This is a birthday bash, but I'm not even celebrating it yet because we're just having a talk-a-thon. We're getting knowledge. We're receiving the knowledge. And at the same time, I want y'all to get educated. And I'm just freestyling. So I have no clue why I didn't text all the people that I wanted to call the show. But it is what it is. I'm so sorry for the people who wanted to talk tonight. I didn't mean it, but I was doing so much. I was rocking my boy DJ Philmatic. He showed me some stuff today. Blew my mind with Lady Keisha. I was like, dang, man, that's some nice stuff. Thank you. Ooh, wow, what the hell? So we got another call in the queue. So welcome to Two Thorough. Who am I speaking to now?
How you doing? This is La Perla Negra. and happy birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday March 22nd, but you said you said Laquila?
No, I said La Perla Negra, the
Pella.
Black pearl.
How do you? What you say? You a black pearl?
Yeah, that's what it means. The black pearl.
Damn. I mean, hi. you know how somebody gets shook? That's the dumb stuff in the mirror. You talking like, yo, you know what? How you doing? I'm like, what the freak is going on here? Am I being punked again? You know?
No, love.
Stop.
You are not being punked.
In the name.
No.
Talk to me, baby. Let's talk about some dumb stuff only in America. Life experience that you might have seen. What have you? What? Talk to me.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start, but I would like to reiterate on what you guys were talking about earlier about the Luciferian religion and how they like to, they want to control everything. And there was a thing created by a man called Robert C. Christian. It's called the Georgia Guidestones, and it goes back to population control. Y'all were talking about was it Bill Gates? One of them fools. And it gives specific instructions and numbers telling you how many people to kill to keep the planet from being overpopulated. You know, they don't care about us, but this is what they give people. And it's in, actually, it's in 8 different languages to tell you specifically how many people. I think it's like 15 billion or something like that. They tell you to kill from each race or something like that to keep it overpopulated. But for those of us that are awake, we already know that the Creator didn't make this planet to be overpopulated. If that was the case, he would have cut us off at a certain, you know, an earlier age for not bearing children, you know. So that's basically what I wanted to say about that. But as far as dumb stuff that I've experienced, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, we can start with this thing where, you know, you got sisters against sisters and brothers against brothers, and feeding into this these European standards, straightening your hair. I mean, people got their own choice of poison. I'm not here to judge, but from what I've taken notice to, we're not supposed to do certain things to our bodies. That's what keeps us from getting sick and causing all kinds of stress and trauma. You understand what I'm saying? So, and that's pretty much what my
Dang.
Piece is on.
You just dropped the real English. Like, it's not even coming out Spanish. This is coming out English. Like, it's not even no other languages, but can you comprehend the words that's coming out my mouth? Like, damn, baby. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you are, I just found out by hearing from DJ Olasky, better known as Brother O, he's playing that music tonight. He said that you are a radio host, and I never got a chance to tune into your show as of yet. And anybody else that's a host,
yeah.
I told y'all again, I'm going to try my best to call in to everybody's show. Now, if I don't press 1, it's because I'm doing too much. But I'm going to let Brother O say, yeah, well, Willa Guy did tune in. He heard what you were saying, but, you know, he had a lot of background noise, or, you know, his homies didn't want to shut the hell up, so he couldn't press. One talk, you know, I might got slipping to the bathroom sometimes, but sometimes the bathroom don't work because the door is always trying to open. You know what I'm saying? It gets crazy.
Right.
I'm sorry. I had to
what
say
mean
that.
Life happens. Life
ain't no damn life with your bathroom door wide open. Everybody like, yo, man, what you doing? I'm thinking, what the freak would you think I'm doing?
Well, look,
anyway.
Some of them got test products, you know.
Well, some people got one in the bathroom. Like, yo, man, hurry up, man. Let me get out, man. I got to go. You know, all right, go outside.
Hey.
Anyway, that's dumb stuff in America. But how can they follow you and tell them about your show, baby? Because we got another call. I want to hear this.
All right. Yeah, my name is La Perla Negra, and I host 2 shows on Epiphany Network Radio. One is on Saturday nights called Poetic Therapy, and my co-host is Stan the Man Phillips, and that is on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Wednesday nights at 9, I host The Love Zone with my sexy diva, Ms. VIP, and that's on Wednesday nights at 9. I also co-host on Monday nights with For Real the Poet, essentially Jeannie Poetic, and that is called The Soul Cafe, and that's Monday nights at 9. And we have an awesome second segment of the show. The second half is called Pick Up Your Pen, where we are given phrases to write pieces within the time frame of the song that's being played. And we come up with some pretty good pieces from that. So y'all come on by. The phone number that you can reach us by is 319-527-6300. And y'all, please, press that one. You know, if you don't want to press the one, you can still listen in. We still appreciate the love and support. Come on by, Tiffany. There you have it.
That's what I'm talking about. That woman, you know what I mean? Keep on keeping the extra ingredients popping, man. Shoot, you might make some soup. No, I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Shit, that soup ain't nothing about the potatoes and the carrots. I ain't going to lie to you. Thank you for calling, boy. I'm going to check y'all out. Dang. Brother O said we got another call in the queue, though. People, dial that number, 516-453-9133. And if you want to speak, all you have to do is press 1. I have so much information to give you. Come on, boy, wait, Anthony, he got some stuff I got to give out because, you know, Tommy Davidson is coming to the Met Theater. And, my God, I want to give away a pair of tickets. Yes, I did say that. Ooh, now y'all want to press 1 now. Look at y'all. I'll tell you that information after we talk to this daggone caller. Welcome to Tuesday. Who am I speaking to now?
Yo, this is Jared, the Gifted One, Thomas from Shreveport, Louisiana. What's going on, Big Brother O and Will the God? Happy birthday to you, brother.
Yo, man, thank you, man. I'm a March 22nd Aries type of guy, so you know I'm a fire. You know what I mean? I don't know how to be water yet. I mean, you can find some holy water. I'm still going to use it, but I'm just, never mind. I'm so stupid. Go ahead. Talk to me. Dumped up only in America.
My mom's birthday is March the 21st. So I already know what
you're
talking about.
What? Wait a minute. You're March 21st?
My mom's birthday is March the 21st. So I already know where you're going with that.
Oh, my gosh. So you know. They love to fight. They love to do other things, too. So, you know, all right, well, hallelujah. Tell your mom, right? Call me sometime. Like, yo, I celebrate.
Yes, sir.
We can celebrate on the phone.
If you're listening, Mom, I love you. Happy birthday.
Tell your mom right now. Hey, Mom, happy birthday, Mom. Yes, 21st. You know you just became special vintage. Just like Leslie, she March 21st. Hey, happy birthday, girl. Hey, buddy. Let me, I'm shut up. All right. Go ahead, man. Talk to me. Dumb stuff only in America. Life experience. What have you seen or heard, man?
Haters. 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 People hating on people doing something positive when they ain't got nothing positive going themselves, and they want to downplay the next person. I absolutely hate
When you say haters, what do you mean by haters? Because a hater could be something. There's some dumb stuff. Here's something I'm going to give you real quick. A hater could do this, right? And I was going to do this one day at a comedy show. I was going to walk up and be like, yo, this is what a hater would do. Walk in there and be like, hey, everybody, all y'all fellas out there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of women in the comedy show. You know, it's a lot of women. But you can say, hey, you know, everybody in there, you know, all the women that came in with their man, put your hand on either the left shoulder or the right shoulder. So now, the man, he like, oh, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of single women that's in the building. So after I have them, you know, put their hand on the shoulder, I'm going to say, all the ladies are single, that's really single, they ain't got nobody, put your hands up. You know what I'm saying? So now, the man that's single is like, bang. I ain't got to worry about him. He here with his lady. Shoot, he can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? He like, he doing the MC Hammer dance. Dan, can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? So they can walk in. You know what I mean? That's a hater. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I was going to do that one day just to see if everybody's face was fresh. You know, all y'all comedians out there, don't steal my daggone knowledge. Don't be trying to use it before I do it, because I'm going to do more stuff that y'all going to steal anyway, so don't worry about it. But go ahead, talk about them haters, man.
Oh, the ladies, they always getting that little groove with that situation, man. You know how it is. Ladies, they go back and forth with other ladies behind what Susie did to Kim last week, always just dropping knowledge, always dropping each other's business, as I should say. And that's crazy in itself. It's crazy in itself. So I get what you're saying. I can't really go further on it, but I got what you're going with. Where you going with it, brother?
Yeah, cause I think about things, right? I just said it today. Because I'm so stupid, I just think. I'm not supposed to think. I just supposed to be dumb all my life. I'm supposed to just walk like, hey, how you doing, dummy? I'm like, are you talking to me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not that dumb. But I just thought about something today. I said, what if somebody, was brought up as a born-again snitch? Hey, why they go like, yo, hey, how you doing? You like, hey, what's up? No, I'm just saying, I'm part of the new group. Like, what's the new group? Born Again Snitches. We just want to know what you're doing, how you're doing, and when you're doing it. And I'm like, would you just say the name of your group is? Born Again Snitches. We just need to know. We have to know. We're going to tell on you. Talk to me. Now, you that dumb. So, well, this is what I'm doing. Now, it depends if you a snitch, right? If they snitch, you could use that to your advantage. You can say, well, this is what I'm doing. I got my own business called Anything Goes Movable Service. I cut down trees. I do painting. You know what I mean? I do booze. Now, you can snitch all day. Come on. But if you one of them drawers like, yo, I got binoculars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one. That's a problem. Because I don't need paparazzi chasing me if I'm on the wrong side of the street. You know what I'm talking about? So that's it hurts my feelings sometimes when you got born again snitches coming out the air. Now, you already got these other people that's born again liars. They just lie all the time. They look in your face and be like, yo, what's up? You know, I'm just going to lie these days. I don't give a damn what you going to say. I'm just going to lie. I like you. He's like, man, you don't like me. Yes, I do. I like you today. Maybe in the next few minutes I ain't going to like you, but I'm going to like you right now. Like, so you a liar. Because if you don't like me, why are you here? Well, I was trying to get over on you. Then I'm going to lie my way out. Really? You got to understand, man, dumb stuff is going to always happen in America if you allow it to happen to you. The best thing about life is God. Like, if you use God in your life to give you a discerning spirit, you might be able to read between the lines, see who's a hater, who's a nut, and who's a freaking thoroughbred. Feel me?
Feel you.
Hey, you got any way they can follow you, man, before we go to the next, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm going to be I'm one of the new interns for the radio broadcast. I'll be broadcasting live May the 20th. So I want y'all to call out, send me some love, send me some energy, and let me know how y'all feel about my show.
All right, what's the name of your show?
I have a title yet, but I'm coming up with the title for this show. I am going to be I'm going to be a homosexual host for this actual show, and I'm going to be bringing in a new perspective. So I'm looking forward to coming in and bringing my energy to the
point. Wait a minute. See, you just smacked my whole damn lip off, man. You just said, that's that dumb stuff. Come on, man. Now you know I'm going to go with. Why would you say that to me? See, brother don't know what he was doing. This punk nigga. All right. Why would you? What? All right. Listen, I'm going to fall back, right? Because I'm going to say one thing. I made up this saying, right? Maybe you can use it, but you can't use it the way I use it because it's the way I'm going to use it. Now, I know I tell everybody I don't want my kids. I got a daughter. I got two sons. But I do not want my sons to walk up to me like, hey, Dad, this is my, you know what I mean? And then I see them, kissing like French kissing in front of my face at the Thanksgiving Day dinner or something like that. Or they might say, yo, we're going to go upstairs. Like, who's going to be the bungee rope? Who's going to be Plooky right now? You know what I mean? I don't want to see that, hear that, or even know that because I don't know what Plooky look like no more. Or is it Plooky? No, it's Plooky, but somebody want to be Plooky. I don't get it. But that's what I'm saying is I got this thing says, it's a new saying. You ever think about not finding out?
I just came out with it. I said, yo, because sometimes you find out stuff, you're like, damn, why did I have to find the hell out? Then I made this other thing. I said, you can stay where you're at, but you can't see where I'm going. And where I'm going is definitely not where you're at. You know what I just said? I'm going to say it one more time.
Yes, sir.
You can stay where you're at because you can't see where I'm going.
Well,
and where I'm going is definitely not where you're at. You understand what I just said? Oh, my God. That's that fire, boy. But tell your mom I said what's up, man, and do me a favor, man. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Test the coochie. Just test it. And you'll find out
later.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Test it.
Say, hey. Amen.
No, I'm not going to drum you. Oh, my God, we got another caller. Oh, this is a crazy. Happy birthday to me. Sideways. Two-thirds. You're too fair with a guy. Dial that number, y'all. 516-453-9133. You don't understand what's happening tonight. It's awkward, and it's at the same time beautiful. Come on, y'all. Who is my next caller? Welcome to Two-thirds. Who am I speaking to now? Who is that?
Hey, Will, my brother. The truth, sir. Hello?
Yo. Well, how you doing? I'm spellbound right now. You know what I mean? You ever get your lips twisted sometimes? You be like, yo, did they just give me some licorice that had sour cream in it? You know, I don't know if they made that yet. Licorice with sour licorice. I don't even eat licorice because, you know, I got a bad tooth. I got cavities sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm so glad the bass came out because sometimes my breath might be funky. But I don't want nobody to know that. The hell with that? But talk to me, baby.
Yeah, you know, the dumb stuff I feel about is that, you know, I talked about all the vaccines and coronavirus on the podcast before, but they wasn't listening. But I want to say that the first talk of the vaccine was numbered 0666. Then the coronavirus adds up to 666. Not only that, in New York Hospital, they changed the negative test to positive. So this was going on, and this is what happened to me when I was in the hospital. They gave me a test. I did not have the virus, but the nurse sat there and said, well, we need to take another test. I said, I don't think so. If you're not going to get another test from me. So they are capable of changing the test from negative to test positive. Now, the dumb stuff in America, my situation, I call dumb stuff, is by our President Biden. What he said to the black ministers that came before them, he said to them, they are no longer the leading minority. He said the Spanish were the leading minority. So when he gets in the office, what he does is stop the wall from being built. So we got a fluctuation of immigrants coming in, children. Now, this is some dumb stuff because according to their estimation, 11 million people are going to be evicted. So you're letting in other people when you have not helped the people of America, except to give us that $1,400, and it's supposed to last us for the rest of the year, and you're allowing other people to come in. I have nothing against them, but you are supposed to look out for America first. So I have a problem with what that decision that he made when he first got into office. And he said to the black ministers, basically, he's not going to do anything for the black people in America. So wait a minute. Hold up. We the one helped build this country. The blood was shed in this country. But you don't want to do nothing for us. And we are the original people here. So that's my problem. And you got this situation where mothers and children, fathers and children will be evicted. Here in Philadelphia, they got millions of dollars for HUD. But what did they do with the money? They gave it to the prison system. So therefore, they have no intentions on helping the Americans in this country because they want your children in jail where the corporations make them slaves again. So this is what I have to say. The dumb stuff in America. My brother Will, and you know I love you. Happy birthday and congratulations to your record.
Shoot, I thank you for the illustration of daggone knowledge you just dropped in my brain so I can receive it. Some people can't receive it or believe it, but that's a daggone problem. My boy, Sticky be saying it all the time. Be like, yo, man, I went through this, I went through that. He be like, that's your problem. I'm like, yo, what? You know what? You so ignorant. You don't care. He's like, that's your problem. Figure it out. I'm like, yo, man, you out your freaking mind. All right, you right. I get it. It's cool. You ain't trying to help me none. You just, never mind. But, yeah. How can they follow you because they don't even know you a radio host and you be still killing the game? My God.
Yes. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I will be on Friday the 24th at 9:30. You know, keep it up, Will. I love you, and I love your truth and your comedy. Man, you have me falling out. I love you, brother.
Shoot, this is just the beginning. Imagine if I was actually thinking about what I'm saying. Ooh, never mind. Because I just be doing me. Cause I thought about stuff in my life, and it's so crazy. Because we go through trials and tribulations. But the problem is the choice is yours. And, you know, I tell the people, you got to figure it out.
Hey, Will, we got some callers on here, man. I need to cut you off. We got to get these callers on, man. Here we go, man. Carla, you ain't got to be sorry. You know what I mean? We always say, just be careful. You know what I mean? Carla, you're in the live right now with your true friend, Will of God, you know, Bevan Nation Charter member host right here on E-Dynasty.
Hey, Carla. Welcome to Tootell. Who am I speaking to? But before you say a word out your mouth, I'm going to finish what I was just saying. We have trials and tribulations. The choice is yours. You got to figure out if you want to stay in that trial because everything comes down to trials and tribulations. Who am I speaking to now?
Can you hear me?
Do I? Yes, I, and I can.
Mm-hmm. Hello. So listen, this is Jerry Petito, baby. How are you?
Jerry Petito! Oh, my God. You better stop it. See, I'm so sorry I missed your show, too. I was doing too much. People get mad at me because I'm so loud, and people outside across the street, like, I can hear his voice, and I'm trying to sleep, and waking up my kids. I'm like, damn, I should have went to the park and did this damn show. You know what I'm saying? I want to be vibrant. I want to be so happy because I'm celebrating my birthday, March 22nd type bull, and everybody like, yo, man, shut the hell up. Your birthday over. I'm like, yo, man, shut the hell up. You ain't got one. I'm sorry.
You are losing it tonight. You are losing it. All right, so listen, I got a lot to say to you, baby. First of all, I'm a March baby, too, the 7th, but I'm a Pisces, okay? And I was going to tell you a couple things. A shout-out to our buddy Nate, baby. A shout-out to Nate. Hey, love. Okay, but I was going to tell you about dumb stuff, but I had to change what my dumb stuff was. You want to hear what the new dumb stuff is?
Please.
Hello? What you said to Jarek. Listen, Jarek, I want to say hello to you. I want to say welcome to our ONE family. And I want to say your show is going to be off the charts. because everyone needs an outlet, man. So I am a Christian, and my daughter is married to a woman. I judge no one, so I cannot wait to hear your show. Now, having said that, how you doing, baby?
I'm extravagant right now, and at the same time belittled, and at the same time a Martian. Somebody looks at me like, yo, that's an alien. I'm like, man, shut the hell up. You punk. That's the N-word again. I can't say that because people look at me like he has no education. I could talk to him like, well, listen to me. Would you know the hypothesis of the situation I'm about to say to you right now? They're like, hypothesis? What is that supposed to mean? Well, I'm having you an educated guess of what I'm about to say out of my mouth. But you can't understand the words that's coming out of my mouth because I'm speaking right now. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. You know what I mean? Crazy people.
So wait, now on a serious note, I do want to really talk about your topic. Because on a serious note, to me, I understand everyone's afraid and people don't understand what's happening. And with this virus, and I get it, you know what I mean? But what people need to understand is if they heard what Nate said, 100% truth. And we are allowing this government to control us to a point where, you know, I turned 60 in March, and I never thought in a million years I would see what's happening today. I was in Russia in the 80s through Lenox Hill Hospital on a health tour when it was communist. I was in China with the Great Wall. I got rocks from that Great Wall I brought home. And I saw what communism is. I have machine guns pointed at me in both countries. Okay? I witnessed it firsthand. And I saw in China everyone wearing masks back then because of their air. I want to just say this. Listen, guys, I'm just saying this because I care. Use your head. Start researching. Think about what's really, truly happening. If a little kid, 5 years old, doesn't require a mask when they go into a store with their parents who have masks on, something's wrong. So if this virus, and I had the virus, I almost died. I was locked in my house for 3 months. But it's not scaring me. I'm not getting the vaccine. I never got tested, and I don't care. And I'll only wear a mask for 5 minutes in places that my friends work at, not to scare them. Okay? Here's the thing, guys. Think it through. If you can walk into a place, you have to put the mask on, but then you can sit down with 10 people at a table and take the mask off. We are being controlled. And that's the sad part. I went to CVS to get my photos the other day. Two parents and two little kids. The parents had two masks each on. Their kids weren't required to wear a mask. So the child, whose immune system is even weaker than ours, at 5 years old, didn't need a mask. Well, there's a reason why, because we don't either. So that's the first sign of how they're going to control us. And it's not going to stop. And that's the sad part. I had to say that.
Dang. That's that real, like, oh, wow. I thank you for talking, but can you tell them how they could follow you on your show, too? Because you just evolved. That's real. Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, rule of God, all kidding aside, I witnessed communism firsthand, like I said, twice, with guns pointed at me. So it's happening now, guys. It's happening now. My show was just on this past Tuesday, so I'm on the same week as you, baby. Every 4 weeks. So in 4 weeks from now, you can tune in to the Jerry Petito show.
That's what I'm talking about. Boy, I thank you, girl, for calling. I think everybody for calling. At least still got so many calls that want to speak. They're like, you know, you ever had bad breath? You're like, I'm going to get a breath mint. Everybody got a breath mint right now. They just press the one like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I'm being stupid tonight. And I still ain't tell you about the Thomas Davidson thing and other things that's going to pop up, but I'll tell you in a second. But, hey, we got another caller. Brother O texting me like crazy. Like, yo, man, keep it broke. I'm like, all right, dang. All right, you right. Hey, welcome to
Hold on, guys. I got him after this track. And all the folks that's listening tonight, you know what I mean? We really appreciate everyone. And, of course, hey, Earth, Wind, and Fire, get it.
Wow, what a song, Brother O. Oh, you know, I guess he's making up for last time I was on the show. He was playing some music that was good, and he played some music. I was like, man, what in the world? So I guess he's like, yeah, I got to set this thing right.
No. I always do it right, man. You know what I mean? I don't care. You know,
Wait.
This month. Oh, I ain't going to say that word on the air. We're going to bring the next caller right here. He's on these stations. Caller, thank you for being so patient. The will of God and his format. And try to get these callers on. Wow. Oh, my God. We actually got a caller on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what's that?
It's called African Bambaataa. You know what I'm talking about? Shoot, welcome to Truth Tell. Who am I speaking to? Is that boy think that music you was playing last time was freaking extra credit? I'm a DJ for real, man. You better wake up and smell America. Come on, who am I speaking to now? That's the...
No. I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do that. All the folks that love me, I'm in the Hall of Fame, so you'll be all right. Carlos, come on. You know what I'm saying? He's a DJ, but boy, what about he's still loving it. Truth Tell.
Yo, welcome to Dumb Stuff Only in America. Who am I speaking to now? Who am I speaking to now?
Come on, Carla.
How you doing?
Hello?
There you go. There you go, Carla.
Can you hear me?
Jenna, yes, I will. You talk to me. How you doing?
Hey,
who am I speaking to?
This is Keisha. This is Keisha. Finally, I get through.
Oh, my God. You know what? and your man, DJ Phil Matt, he on the other side. He was like, yo, I ain't calling in because I forgot what I was going to say because of the fact that I forgot. I'm like, see, that's that dumb stuff on in the mirror. See? Thank y'all for the
He's
day.
He's
actually talk
home.
To me.
Uh-oh. So,
you might as well flip that
I
magic and put him
say,
on freeway.
True,
go
I
ahead,
can do that.
Talk to me.
But I just want to say that we were just telling you about La Perla. Remember that?
Yeah.
Earlier tonight?
Yeah, talk to me.
And when we were in La Perla in Puerto Rico, and then the young lady
talk
called
to
in
me.
La Perla Negra. Did you
talk
catch
to
it?
Me.
Or you didn't. But either way it goes, this is what I want to talk about.
Get it.
I want to talk about the dumb stuff in America. The one thing that I think is ridiculous is how my 18-year-old can be shipped off to a foreign country in the service, kill humans, but not allowed to drink alcohol in America.
Wait. So wait a minute. So you're saying... kids can go get into the service. Oh, yeah, that's right. That common sense we said, how kids, they start to drink at 21 years old, but when they join the service, they're allowed to start drinking. But before they join the service, if they rock it with their homies, they already learn how to start drinking. But they say you got to wait to 21 to start drinking. And now they're telling you that kids can get married at 12 years old or maybe whatever it is, 14 or 12 years old in other countries, but yet they learn how to drink, but they really can't start drinking till they're 21. But they're getting banged out by these old heads. That that's so ignorant.
What?
You know what?
This man is sick.
And that's some real dumb stuff in America because you know they're making it officially that the kids at 12 years old and 14 years old are allowed to get married. And, you know, back in the day, it used to be shotgun weddings where it was like, I need my family to be, you know, adopted by that family. So what we going to do, we ain't going to do incest no more. We're not going to have sex with our brothers and sisters anymore or our kissing cousins. We're going to sit up there and I'm going to force you to marry that ugly, that one right there,
goodness.
And that's your husband, and that's your wife. Yeah, I don't care what she. That's yours. And the kid is looking like, but mommy, daddy, I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. And they're like, yo, that's your new home. No, crying like crazy. Now you got kids. Listen. You got kids running from Mexico. Without their parents, like the parents like, just go. And the kids is like, do I really got to go? Go. If you die, that's on you. Don't get bit by no snake. Just follow them. Don't fall asleep at night because they might leave you and you be lost like the kid that was on the news that was crying like, you know, they left me. I fell asleep. And then the Rangers luckily saved them. That's some dumb stuff. And then the kids go to the daggone FEMA camp, and the FEMA camp only for the people that's for grown-ups, and they looking in there like, damn, man, I'm in a cage. Like, yeah, you can't get out the cage. Stay there. But I got to go to the bathroom. Little kids talk about, I got to go to the bathroom. They stay in the cage. But I got to do you have any more masks? No, we don't got no masks. You ain't got to need a mask because you ain't got corona. You still here right now, right? Yeah, but I heard about corona on the news that my boy was playing when he had a transistor radio. But that's not for you. That's for them. The people in America. You're right here. Stay dumb. Stop talking about.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it.
Well, I have been vaccinated. I work in a hospital. So I know a lot of people in the line were talking about it. And
Oh my God.
I'm on both ends, but I get what you guys are saying. However, there are people who are dying. And, yes, there are people who are coming in for a different diagnosis, but through the process, due to being tested, they come out with COVID. And they may have died from complications of whatever they initially came to the hospital for, but it's going to be ruled as COVID, unfortunately.
No, before I bring my other caller in, you're going to tell everybody to follow you too. But Brother O, you might have to help me out with this one. I was talking about him. I talked about it earlier. They had on the news about this vaccine that it came out called Alka-Seltzer.
You know what? This man, caller, you know he crazy. You know he crazy. Alka-Seltzer is for the stomach, and that's what he probably need right now because he's bubbling up. But other than that, listen, you understand. You guys getting
that
all around the world. Hold on. Me and Will go at it all the time. This is my brother. And I want y'all to make sure that you don't get this misconstrued. You know, we tease each other on the air. It's much love between me and Will of God. And I want all the folks out there chatting me, you know, shut the hell up. There's nothing going on. Me and Will are brothers. That's what we do. We roast each other. So all you guys out there that are weak, you know what I mean? You need to go back to kindergarten and start all over again. Okay. Now, the name of the vaccine is called AstraZeneca, Mr. Will of God. Now, bye.
That's it. Now, they said on the news just yesterday, they said it caused blood clots. But I'm trying to figure out why they're not telling everybody about the other problems that the other vaccines have been doing to people. They don't want nobody to, you know, because it's hard to get the black people to get the vaccine. So they're saying we're going to have the firefighters come to your house and give your parents and you the vaccine now. So you're like, damn, a firefighter is coming to my house? Like the last black person I saw on the news, it was this black guy. You know, he had this look like, damn, they caught me. You know, he ain't had no smile on his face or nothing. And when they gave him the vaccine, he turned the other way like, man, get the hell out of here. I don't believe this crap, man. These people trying to get me, and they got me. Now, my problem is since you got the vaccine, I want to make sure how long I want to keep in touch with you because I want to see how long you going. I don't want to say it like this. Have you got the vaccine twice or just once?
I've gotten it twice so far. The first shot was in December, and the second dose was in January.
There you go. Wait a minute. Now we got a young lady. Hey, Will, I got to go there. There's a young lady that's chatting me, and she wants to be able to be heard. And I'm glad we have a young lady who works in the health field. And this young lady is named Brittany. She's from Boston in the chat room right here at Blog Talk Radio. She says, I hear what Will of God is saying, and also shout out to Jerry Petito. I know who you are. She says that this way to cost, people are dying of this mysterious disease that people want to call it whatever they want to call it. What outweighs the other, Will of God, the vaccine or dying from COVID? She wants you to answer
that
right now.
That's the other question that, you know, people don't understand. COVID could be just a freaking cold. Y'all don't really realize how dumb we are. If they said we had a flu and then all of a sudden the news said the flu's not there anymore, and they said now the flu is called COVID-19, and you say you might get a cold and say, yo, you got the flu. If you get a cold, they say, oh, you got COVID-19. Now, what the hell's wrong with you? But the problem that I'm asking is, I want to watch you, Keisha, and I want to find out how long you're going to stay here. Because I'm not saying it like that, but, man, I ain't getting no damn vaccine. But I want to know your name. I'm going to keep on calling my boy DJ Phil Maddox and say, yo, she's still here? Bet. All right, she just passed, you know what I mean? Now, if you got a great immune system where you're eating them herbs and spices and you're doing that thing. Yo, Phil, your girl's on the phone. Your lady's right here on the phone. And if you're eating the herbs and spices, what the news will not tell you about, and they're not telling y'all people to do some exercises, all they're doing is telling you, get some more medicine, take some more medicine, and become part of the situation called medicine.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make a new medicine just for you, and if you eat it, if your lungs collapse or if your body deteriorates, don't worry about it. You can't sue me because I told you before we did the COVID-19, you're not allowed to sue the pharmaceutical companies because of the fact we haven't tested it on animals. So shut the hell up and keep eating it. Keep taking it. And keep getting my needles, because after I give you this needle, we're going to give you a new needle for a new thing we're going to create that we got our, you know, scientific, you know, religion people doing things right now. You already see we got blood sneakers.
Will, we got to get these callers on, Will. We got to get these callers on, man. Listen, you can go on a rant all night. We talked about this earlier, man. We never, you know what I mean? But listen, caller number 10. Wow, Will.
Welcome to Two Thorough. Who am I speaking to now? I'm so sorry, people. And the lady in the chat room, I'm so sorry. I'm just saying, man, just think about the next needle that's going to come at you after they give you more solution. I'm sorry. Go ahead. How you doing? Oh, my God. That's one, y'all.
Hey, I will. This is Antonio Vance. I just wanted to say that, I really am enjoying your show because, number one, your callers, they have a lot of diverse information, which make you ask so many questions based off of what they talk about. And it's very interesting as to what all of them have to say. I don't want to give my input on the matter because I think you're doing a good enough job just to let me hear things that I never thought about, especially about the issue of a lawsuit involved with the COVID. So, you know, I'm enjoying everybody, truthfully, but I just wanted to say you're doing a great job, and I can see why you have broke a record. And I also can say that, you know, you do what you do best, what I know you to do at Barber's Hall here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is all for its comedy, like I've right. met you in Barber's Hall. And you did a great job there the time that I've met you. So you take care, and everybody just have a good night. And I'm enjoying the music that goes with it. You have a good night.
Oh, shoot. Thank you, but how could they follow you? Because I know you're another host, too, on the radio, boy. I'm trying to tell you, cause I got a lot of stuff to say, because he's talking about the goldie time. I'm like, damn, man. Ain't this something.
Okay.
The freak. I got to say some stuff before we go even there.
Okay. My show's name is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. I should be on either the third or the fourth Monday night in April and 2021, everyone, of course. And that will either be the 19th or the 26th, I believe. And let's see. So I can fill you in on any information that's relatable that I've found out about, you know, an assorted array of different things that could be available out there that you may need to learn from, hopefully. So you have a good night, and I thank you very much, Will.
No problem. I thank you for calling. Shoot, and matter of fact, the people that I'm so sorry that's probably going to text me and say, yo, man, I was trying to get in next to talk, but, you know, what the freak. I'm going to break this down real quick so I can just put this illustration life out there so y'all can receive it. And at the same time, I got to bless y'all because I got some tickets to give to somebody special. But this is one thing. I be writing down stuff. This be jotting things down to come to my brain. And I would love for y'all to start using paper because if you If you depend on your phone, which they're trying to make you depend on, they're trying to cap you up to buy a new phone, get a new phone, because all the new technology is in the phones. You can't go to a hotel room anymore without having a cell phone, because the cell phone is going to be having you to open up your room. If you go to the damn airplane and get on the plane, you ain't got to talk to them no more, because you could talk to your cell phone to talk to the people. If you go to a supermarket, such as in Montgomery County, from what I'm hearing, it's the giant supermarket. You have these robots riding up to you talking about, may I help you? Come on. If you don't see we move into the Jetson world and everything you do is going to, like, limit you to using your brain, to using your physical abilities of life, such as your arms and your legs, you already know your car is going to drive by itself, so why not get you used to not driving your car? You already said on the news they got a new car that's like a taxi with no person driving it. It just drives you around. I saw it. Channel 10 News freaked me out. I said, oh, damn. So if the car crashes, are they going to say about you, since you're just nothing but a damn number? Like, if you join the service, you know, you're nothing but a number. I'm just telling you, straight up, you ain't nothing but a damn number. That's why you got a Social Security number. You change that, God knows who you are. Now, the other thing you got to realize is this. What will happen, right, if you pass away and nobody remembers your name? Think about it. If you have a name now, but you pass away and everybody like, yeah, what's called pass? What did he die from? COVID. Oh, damn. Did it COVID-19? Oh, man. Next you know, they're like, next week go by, they're like, they forgot you. Already. Don't even want to see you at the grave anymore. You ain't got a name. You didn't even create yourself to become a legend. Now, I know I'm a legend because there's a damn lot of people out there that know me from, not only from my church people, from my family that loves me to death, from my friends, my associates, my cronies, and damn sure my newfound haters, because I know I got y'all out there staring at me like, well, I just hate them. I'm like, thank you. Imagine if I hated you. What do you think I would do to you, since you want to do something to me? Imagine if I did something to you. I'm going to do it way better, because I'm going to make sure you won't hate me tomorrow. But since I love Jesus, I love God so much, I said, I'm not going to do that right now. I will wait. So this is what you do. Wait on the Lord, right? And trust and have faith. Because once y'all lose y'all faith and y'all sit up there saying, I don't know, I'm living in fear. I don't believe nothing. I just believe the government. I'm going to trust science. I'm going to believe in the government. Now you dumb and stupid. Because now the government got you right where they want you. They could train you, put you in some training wheels, have you move around, walk around, talk around, and then be dumb around at the same damn time. Like you at Hershey Park without the milk chocolate and melting your damn hands, it's going to melt in your mind. But baby, I'm saying, my today, now I'm going to say this to y'all. I'm going to give y'all some illustration real quick, and I got to drop the front page and walk out the door. Figure that one out. My today is not your tomorrow. That's why I don't live for today or tomorrow. I would like to see the future unless God says different. Now, to me, that's a straight-up exception. You know what I'm saying? That's a true exception. Now, the other thing I say to people, and I heard this, you can tell a leader from a follower. And I heard this from, you know, if ever you get a chance, listen to Dr. Miles Monroe and check out my boy, well, not my boy, but Craig Lewis from X Ministry. They were dropping some stuff too. But you see, a follower sees a problem while a leader sees an opportunity. That's what Dr. Miles Monroe said. Then he also said, followers panic while leaders plan through chaos and a crisis. The key to your future is attitude. Like in Matthew 4:17, Jesus spoke ministry. Your attitude comes from your belief. System, bad or negative, faith comes from hearing. Take heed on what you hear. Now, y'all don't understand that one. But look about it. And think about this. A leader has to monitor yourself and your environment. Choose the people, the movies, the places, the books, and where you go carefully. Your community is your graveyard. People who ain't going nowhere want you to go with them. People ain't doing nothing want you to do it with them. A leader and a follower has a difference in each other by their attitude. Now, Dr. Miles Monroe dropped that on me, and I was like, what? That's some fire. Now, I got some more. I got to hurry up. But I said something that I created, right? And I just say things. And I don't know why I say it. But I said, why die tomorrow if you're dead today? Question is, are you willing to stay alive? I don't think they heard me. I'm going to say it one more time. Why die tomorrow if you are dead today? Question is, are you willing to stay alive? See, I don't care what y'all think about me, how you'll feel about me. I'm going to come with the grammar and maybe the state of the art. I'm going to say one more. Here you go. I ain't even nowhere near done. I got some stuff because, you know, we're going to negotiate time, but I got to choose what I say because it's my birthday and I got to say something because, damn it, it's only 11:28. But what if you close? What if you close your eyes? What would you see in your dark? Think about it. If you close your eyes right now, right, what is your dark looking like? Is it a whole bunch of negative energy or is it that positive energy? Are you full with the Holy Ghost or are you just becoming part of the new equation of life called demonic spirits where you want to worship the devil like the boy Nas is doing, Nas X, you know what I'm saying? There's some real crazy stuff coming your way. Now, for the people that's living in a life that feels as though, you know, they want to experiment things, like, you know, even I don't judge a book by the cover, so please don't get me wrong, y'all, because I'm not that thorough. I'm not God, you know what I'm saying? But I just know how my parents brought me up. And when you got homosexuality out there, I get it. I understand. Y'all like, you know what I mean? But think about this. When this bestiality comes out and you and y'all people, even if you're homosexual people walking your dog or your cat and somebody walks up to your dog and the cat and start kissing in the mouth and, you know, French kissing your dog and your cat and maybe your freaking goat, I don't know. And then maybe, you know, you might turn your head and the dog feel uncomfortable and they start banging your dog right in front of you. Now, would you accept that? I'm just saying. If you see on the news, like the boy who had a gerbil in his butt a long time ago, he's like, yeah, I had a gerbil in my butt. You know what I mean? Would you accept the news anchor to say, yeah, I'm married. I'm going home to see my dog. I'm going to see my baby. I'm going to make love to my cat. And you know, you watching the news like, the hell? This is Sodom and Gomorrah to the extreme is coming to a theater near you. You're going to have to accept it because they're going to make a new law for you to accept it. Now, here we go. Why do people know they want to play you? Now, look, especially if you say out loud, if you ever had a chance to play me and get away with it, what would you do with it? Now, I'm the type of brother, I was going to say the N-word because I got to shut that up. I can't say it. But I'm the type of brother, I don't give a damn. Now, me and brother, we go at it all the time. You know, just like he said, he's from Compton, I'm from Philly. I'm a whole different type of terminology. But I'm so crazy and so live. You know, he cool with me. That's my dog and everything. But for all your other people that be hating on me for real, like really hating on me, imagine if I spit on your forehead and piss on your brain. Would you look at me the same? See, that's that real. Anybody after tonight want to play with me, talk me, play me, jump me, whatever, I'm going to do the craziest things you ain't never going to like in your life. I'm trying to tell you. I try to stay humble. I try to say,
you know, mask off. Now, here's the biggest dumb thing I've seen in America, y'all. I was down Spring Garden, my boy Frank Devereaux from Uptown, you know, I'm a Uptown brother. And I was watching, and I saw this lady, not to be prejudiced, none, because I'm not, but I saw these two white people, and they was walking. One lady had a mask on, but the other lady, she had on a helmet. With a visor on the helmet, like a bike helmet, but it wasn't a motorcycle helmet. It was a bike helmet. She had a visor under that. You got a bug helmet, you put the visor on. She had a helmet under that, a visor under that, and I don't know if she had a mask or not, but she was walking down the street with it like she was going to get, you know, captivated by somebody who might have corona. Now, if you really are thinking, people, when you go on the bus and you're touching the bus, have you seen anybody that got off the bus wipe the damn freaking the rope that you hold on to, or even the metal things? Did the bus driver get off and say, oh, wait, everybody get on the bus, wipe the damn thing? No. You're getting on there, you're touching it. Then sometimes you forget what you're touching, you put it on your mouth, but y'all ain't thinking about that. Now, here's the dumbest stuff y'all ain't even realize about America. Imagine if you had money in your pocket. And you gave your money to the supermarket or wherever the hell you're giving your money to. And then they sit there and say, oh, here's some more money. Now, you got your money. How the hell did you not wipe the money with the damn alcohol or with the sanitizer since you got it in your hand, you put it in your pocket? You don't think, do you? See, that's some dumb stuff in America. Now, what I got for y'all that's really dumb that I didn't get a chance to bless y'all with, but I'm going to bless y'all now. And y'all going to have to catch it because I'm going to give it to you. I have tickets, two tickets. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pull this one off. I have two tickets to the next Tommy Davidson. Let me get this right so I can say it properly. Because my boy Ray Anthony put me down, and Alicia put me down with Ray Anthony, and he gave it to me. Now, Ray Anthony's a, you know, former DJ from back in the day. Y'all probably know Ray Anthony Brown. You know what I'm talking about. You know, that's that bull. But he's doing something real special, and he's bringing it to the Met Theater. Now, I don't know, because I wanted to have fun with y'all and let y'all get blessed, you know, as fast as possibly can. But this is what's happening. He got Tommy Davidson coming to the Met Theater, y'all. Tommy Davidson. That boy funny as hell. Not only Tommy Davidson, he also got Alex Thomas, John Hilton, you know, that boy from that TV show. We got Buck Wild and Kelly Keyes coming. Now, if you want to check this out, this is happening exactly at 858 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19130. Showtime, 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. This is a Laugh at Loud. Laugh Out Loud. I said Laugh at Loud. See, that's that dumb stuff. And if you go to eventbrite.com, it's called Laugh at Loud Shows.eventbrite.com. And heavy with the soulfcomedy.com. The tickets is $40. The tickets, you know, general admission is $40, but the tickets is limited. Now, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Maybe I got to catch up with Brother O. I'm going to let your Brother O on the next John. Can you, you know, bless somebody with some tickets? I wanted to bless y'all on this show. I don't know how to. I don't know what
that's
to
all
do.
Right.
You know
it's
saying?
All right. It's all right.
Now,
it's all right. And I mean, you know
now,
why?
Wait a minute.
Because your show goes so long. No, wait, no, wait a minute. Your show goes so long that you do your thing, and that's what happens, and you run out of time. I want to thank Will of God tonight for his outstanding show tonight. And, of course, it shows about there is no censorship. And, again, you know, Will of God saying what he's saying, all that, you know what I'm saying? There is no censorship at Only Dynasty. Never, 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 never. This network is for the strong. You know what I mean? And trust me, we got hosts that are going to say what they're going to say, too. So it's all good right here in the neighborhood. We want to congratulate Will of God on his 38th all-time connection record at Only Dynasty. Tomorrow night, we come back on with Huddle Sports Nation with Derek the Coach Gibson right here on these Only stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli and Ghost Enterprise. Reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime on that. devnet.com. Wayne Goes to Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Delian goes here, Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Delian Malayman goes here, Facebook, as well as our business page. Too Thorough, as well as the historic Devin Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Delay. Dining goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Delian Malayman goes here, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Will of God, you're on the time clock. I don't know how you got to do it, and don't get cut off. Say what you got to say. You got 2 minutes left to go on the program.
2 minutes, huh? All right, let's go and see if this 2 minutes. Anybody start the clock right now. See what 2 minutes look like. Anybody want to follow me, go on YouTube at 2 Will of God, no spaces, 2 Will of God, on YouTube at DJ space chill 322. Pull up Spontaneous TV. Go and check me out on Instagram at 2Will_of_God. Now, check this out, y'all. There's some new world drama. And one thing I'm going to tell y'all is, are you infected or civilized? That's going to be the new world they're going to say to you. Like, yo, excuse me, are you infected? Oh, my God. Are you civilized? Now, the other thought I have is, my thoughts, don't hang out with the same page. Think about it. If you're hanging out with somebody on the same damn page, every day you see them, it's the same damn thing. Every day. Get a new book. Change your chapter. I got a new thing I'm going to talk to you about called Change the Headset. Because sometimes you need to change that damn headset. You know what I mean? You could look at somebody like, yo, man, I don't want to hear what you guys say. I might change that damn channel. Matter of fact, I might delete you. Figure that one out. Until then, holler at your boy. I'm going to be like Tennessee Tuxedo. I will not fail. And everybody else I didn't get a chance to holler at, I love you. I talk to you. Thank you for calling in, people. I love what I'm doing right now, and I'm going to be better than life because God says so. Hot. Black, baby.